across like messenger thing with the UB Elite guys as well. And Peterson's like, why don't you just combine the shows? And so I just called Steve from UB Idiot and Kinda Cool Records.
My little brother.
Like an hour and a half later, it was done. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Making things happen.
It's going to be a great show. Very excited.
Yeah. I believe that people can still get pre-sale tickets now. If you go to kindacoolrecords.com, I believe the pre-sales are up until possibly midnight tonight.
Yeah, I talked to my brother today. He said, he didn't give me a straight answer. It might be up tomorrow too, but tickets are selling. We've sold like...
I'm going to say at least 20. Tens.
I think we've sold over 50 tickets. Oh. I don't know. How many does the Waldorf hold? Like 200?
I have no clue. It depends what room you're in, I think.
I used to work there.
We're in the downstairs.
I used to work there, and I don't know how much that room holds.
Anyways, tickets have been selling good, but get them now, and there will be tickets at the door as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say that room holds 46 and a half.
Oh, then you guys are over capacity. That's it. I'm calling the fire marshal.
It's going to be packed.
Fuck. I messaged Jesse Labordet because I want to get a copy of his new book. And he didn't message me back, and I'm kind of hurt.
So, I have his first book. I haven't read it yet, which I have to confess to him tomorrow when I see
him. Read it, and then keep a running tally of how many times when they get into battles, the character spins on their heels.
I know he didn't call you back, but don't you have to read the response? Isn't that the whole thing with books that I've heard?
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very cool that he wrote a book and then wrote a second book.
Yeah, no, I've read it. It's very good. I enjoy it quite a lot. I like Jesse's songwriting a whole lot. I wish that he wrote something besides fantasy because it's my least favorite genre. But I like his writing so much, I read a fantasy book. And it's pretty good.
Nice. I will read it.
It's pretty good. Do it, man. You've only had a couple years.
I know.
Jerk. I know. All right, here. Let's listen to Danny Boy while I continue to berate Colin about why you should read that book. Here, this one's called Mediocrity. Kind of like Dance Face.
Do you have a fantasy allergy?
They said, son, it only gets worse, and there's no point unless you place first. Suffocate me. I know it's never been fair. They said no one has to care. Suffocate me. As she watched him in the truck, check the mirrors, put it in drive. She didn't know it was the last time she'd say goodbye. So why the bellowing of sadness? Her face would never hold another bruise. Some would ask what's going on. Oh, he's just misunderstood. From her tiny shaking lips, deep down I know he's good. But it fucking doesn't matter. Through tears they watch him lower in the ground. They said, don't you dare to dream. This one's me, Mediocrity themed. Suffocate me. Instead, and there is nothing wrong with my head. Suffocate me. When he found out, he rejoiced, screamed, I'm gonna be a dad. A short time later, she revealed it was from another man, seeking solace from his family, but there was none to give behind the cross. No one man deserved it more. A perfect life he should have had. Instead he swam across the lake, never to be seen again. Tell me this all isn't horseshit, and there's significance inside the rot. The suffering will end. The suffering will end.
So that was Colin Pearson.
Yes! Yeah, Luke's shirt!
Paint me with that brush.
No, that was Danny Boy with the track Mediocrity off the Kind Acoustic Volume 1, which off air, Danny was just telling us the story of that song, which is fucking wild, man. If you guys want to hear the story, you'll have to watch the live stream on our Facebook page, Facebook Red Radio. Well, you'll find it.
I didn't realize you were live streaming.
Oh, yeah, and we're over there. Yeah, we're
I
good.
Did not yeah. realize this was
we're,
being recorded.
We're there. People are watching. You can wave at the people. Hello, people. No, it's a wild story, man. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. And the story about the girl in there is wild. Finding out the truth behind songs, I always find incredibly fascinating. Because I mean, all art in general is subjective, and it's, you know, its meaning can be dictated by the listener or the viewer or what have you after the artist creates it. But I always find that when you get the story behind the context of what their people are talking about, it doesn't always necessarily change the meaning for you, but being able to see what the artist had in their brain when they were creating these things, it always just blows my mind how people take experiences and then craft it into art, whether it be music or video or visual arts. It's a fascinating process.
It's a beautiful thing about art.
Yeah, it's wonderful. In short, I think you did good. Good
I
job.
Think so too,
it's
buddy.
A good song.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks for entertaining me for 3.5 minutes with it. It's very good. Well, I don't know if all those life experiences...
I've heard that before.
equate to it, but it's a beautiful rendition.
I just doubled my good record.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to stop trying to make serious points.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to talk to you, Dan. It's fine. It's fine. I see where we're at.
Boo.
Let's see. We got about 20 minutes or so left in the show. Is there things you guys want to talk about? How was your day?
Well, I work from home and took my daughter to school and came here.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, it was all right. No complaints.
How's Meg
doing? She's good. Yeah, we got a dog coming to stay with us for the weekend.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I am an adult.
Yeah, you got a daughter and you're excited about dogs coming for the weekend.
I didn't say I was excited. I'm just saying we got a dog coming over for the weekend.
I'm so fucking proud of you, dude. I'm so fucking proud of you.
I'm excited for the show tomorrow night. Yeah. And I'm not necessarily a dog person, but I'm learning. And Charlie's a sweet dog. If Charlie's listening.
What kind of
he's
dog?
He's a sweet dog. He's a black lab and he's awesome.
All right, yeah, black lab.
We babysat him before.
Black lab's
he's a sweet
good.
Dog. Yeah. My daughter loves him too, so. Yeah.
I'm a cat person myself, but
me too.
I like dogs. They're fine. I just don't want to own one. I've had one, like when I was a kid. They're fine. They're a lot. It's like having a kid that will never become self-sufficient ever.
I'm sure I would be a cat person, except for their fucking kryptonite to me. Like yeah. I can't even breathe around them.
Are you allergic?
Like crazy.
He can't record at Shane's house.
You shouldn't hug me, man. I'm covered in my cat's hair.
My dad does not believe me that I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
And like I just can't breathe around them.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking thing. And so every year at Christmas, hey, you coming over for Christmas? I'm like, How many cats do you have? He's like, well, I got another one. And I'm like,
no.
Cool, man. No, he just doesn't believe me. Maybe it's his wife that's telling him that, but for whatever reason doesn't believe me.
Does the wife have it out for you?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, if she keeps buying all these cats, she's like, I'll get them one day. I'll come here and just
I think it's her daughter that keeps buying them, but
when you,
it doesn't matter.
You couldn't record at Schaefer's one time. What was that, for the Vanberries, or what was that? You came over and you're like, see ya. I can't come in. Come inside.
I walked in. I didn't even see a cat. I walked in, and I'm like, I can't do this. And no. And I was just like, hey, man, do you have a cat? And Schaefer's like, yes. And I'm like, I gotta go.
See ya. What was that for, though?
And
was it for the Vanberries?
It was for Vanberries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then so he recorded it at your house, right?
He just came to my house. Yeah, it was fun.
Still sounded good, because Schaefer's the man.
He knows what he's doing.
He's the man.
He's pretty good. Actually, reminds me, I gotta message him later.
Yes,
How's your album with Schaefer going?
It's coming, man. We got the drums are done, and I recorded all the bed tracks for my rhythm parts, so we're getting
so
there.
Cool.
He's just working on mixing it down right now so we can get the next thing in. And then I gotta convince my bass player to practice his bass so he knows.
Oh, boy. Your bass player needs to be ready.
Be honest with me. How's your A chord coming along?
A chord's pretty good.
Because I've seen you at a couple shows.
D minor, not so hot.
It was a little shaky.
I only know 4 chords, so like that's
all you need.
That's all the Still Spirits is.
Lucky.
Man.
This guy.
He's got E and A. What,
wow, he's a, look at musical genius over here. Being yeah. like, oh, I only know four chords.
I got four of them.
No problem.
That's fine.
I'm very excited for the new Steel Spirits.
It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be cool. I don't know.
Why did you go with Space Cowboy as a name for the new record?
Well, you know, the origin of folk music has not here. Listen to fucking
go
idiot.
On.
You gotta see.
So that was a little taste of what you can experience if you go down to the Waldorf tomorrow night. The Core, You Big Idiot, Jesse Labordet, and sorry, who's the third guy?
Seth Anderson, baby.
Thank you.
It's just, his band doesn't get any credit. It's just Seth Anderson, the Seth Anderson band.
No, his band sucks.
All right, fair enough.
Everything Dan says is a lie.
I thought he was nothing but the God's truth.
Colin is my best friend.
Except that.
You boys.
You've been listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. I've been hanging out here with Dan and with Colin. They have an album out called Kind Acoustic, Volume 1, available now on Kind of Cool Records. You can go, you can get it. It's on all your streaming platforms. And I believe it is coming out in some kind of physical form. Is that true?
Yes, the vinyl has been ordered. So it's on the way.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
We made a back cover and an insert.
Again, which is a tattooed on my lower back.
All of it.
It just says, if you're reading this, I love you.
So thanks to Schaefer and Steve, the Kind of Cool team, for putting out this album and also the vinyl that's coming. And I think what they do is always looks great, and I'm very proud of them and impressed with what they do.
Shave and Steve is like Disney to me. They really make dreams come true.
Very well said.
Very good. I couldn't have said it better myself. Good job. I've got to add to my collection. I also need the Invasive Records. I don't think I have that one yet.
It's really good. I bought a copy even though I don't have a vinyl. I gave it to my friend the other day. We listened to it in his house. Schaefer didn't produce that. He helped with the vinyl of it, but the package looks great.
I do like the cover. It's a great album. It's pretty good.
Whoa. You want to listen to a record with really talented musicians? What's wrong with you, Johnny?
I don't know.
How cool, dude?
It's kind of cool.
I'm not mad at Dan anymore for getting dropped off at Brentwood instead of Logan.
No, makes you feel better?
I'm very calm now.
Yeah, you've got
just
it.
Being around
him, we were pretty quiet in the car. But then I calmed down.
He's like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, it's worse.
And I'm like,
it's so much worse.
Thanks, Dad. I love you.
To be fair,
I'm the only guy that calls him.
It's true.
Is it all just text messages?
Nope.
Who phones anybody anymore?
No one.
Dan Garrison.
This guy.
Yeah. It's good.
Absolutely.
It's special. I'm nice.
My buddy John from high school calls me every couple weeks, but it's always at like 1 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, I'm not picking up, dude. I'm like, I know you're
those
fucking...
Those calls. Those are different.
Yeah. No, I get a lot of interesting voicemails.
Yeah. Which is kind of fun. Save that audio for albums, etc. You never know.
Yeah, but I got like this basic voicemail. I can only hold 3, and then I got to delete them. Oh, well, it's fine. It is what it is.
Record
it. You gotta change up your voicemail every single day, because anybody that's trying to legitimately call you, which your friends, which is nobody, because nobody calls me.
No, it's just robocalls.
I call you on your birthday.
That's all I get.
Yeah, because you're red as shit.
Oh, that's very sweet. You guys are sweet. If you guys want to see more of this love fest, come to the Waldorf tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Thank you for promoting that so
well. I guarantee you there's going to be at least like 5 hugs, like 50 high fives.
I always say, if you haven't been hugged in a while, go to a punk show.
It's true. Man.
The sweetest people are there.
No, yes. No, that's the craziest fucking thing in the Vancouver punk scene. It is not, since 2015... I have never, anywhere I've been, it's just love, so inclusive, it just doesn't matter, it's just like, nope, man, well said.
Yeah.
We got good people here.
We do, yep. We do, we're very, absolutely, very, very lucky to have the people we do that come to shows and buy shirts and listen.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
It takes a village, man.
It does.
A village of punks. Buying shirts and then promptly taking them off on command.
It takes a village to raise a child. A flag to raise the children. Oh, propaganda. That'll be good.
No, it's good, man. What else are you going to sing?
Yeah.
Well,
serenade us.
Well, now could. That I have you here,
I can do the whole album.
Pull the xylophone.
Who knows propaganda songs, though? You can't sing along, really. I mean, you can, but it's.
You are.
That guy is wild.
You are high on drugs.
I don't know. I'm with him, man. Like, I like propaganda, but I cannot sing you one song.
He writes like essays and then sings them as a song. It's beautiful. I love it.
No, it's very good.
Yeah, it's just interesting and unique and hard to memorize or sing along. You don't hear people cover propaganda much. I've heard it, but not often.
No. Although propaganda did cover Rebel Spell.
Absolutely.
Yes, that was awesome.
I'm a Rifle?
I'm a Rifle.
I'm a Rifle.
That's it.
Thank you.
I was almost going to bring that record, but I'm like, nah, I'm like, I want to hear Todd's voice.
I am a Rifle.
That's good. That's very good.
Oh, dude.
We got 9 minutes left. What do you guys, anything that you want to talk about or plug that we haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, so if a train is leaving Chicago at 35 miles, never mind. That was a different math thing.
Hope that deep sigh came through. It'd be a fun ride.
Do you know any inside scoop on Volume 2? Our very good friend.
I've heard some rumors about Volume 2.
Our very good friend Ben Sur died the other day.
Yes,
and he was we were chatting, and I guess he was chatting with the kind of cool guys, and that was also going to be a volume as well. On whatever, but
I didn't know about that, but yeah, very sad, and I'm sorry about your friend. Cheers, Sam.
Cheers
to Ben. I'd never met the guy, I don't believe, but he seemed to have affected a lot of your lives.
I saw him open for Joey Cape at the Media Club long ago, and he was awesome. And I'm very sorry about your friend.
What's who's on Volume 2?
I think it's a secret, but if you think about the kind of cool bands. I heard it decided at about. Well,
and
we
again, so the Lord does not count as a person.
We toured all the way to Kelowna.
Yep, the far desert planet of Kelowna.
So dye
job. How much water did you pack?
Dye Job Wrong, and You Big Idiot played Kamloops, Vernon, Kelowna, and on the Kelowna, and we had a great time all together. All three of us were all friends. I got to see those bands play three nights in a row. So
it's
special.
It's gonna be Christy Lee and Cyrus, right?
I didn't say that, but I will say that we, after the Kelowna show, we stayed up all night till the sunrise on the beach in Kelowna, and things were said and plans were made. And I'm not in charge. I'm just I'm an employee of Kinda Cool.
Yeah,
but that but
you never know.
Just a lowly serf to King Shit.
But who ran Travel Battleship?
I don't know what that means.
Well, Battleship is a game.
B9.
Yeah. You see.
Oh, is this a touring thing?
It could be.
Well, I guess nobody likes games.
We stayed up all night, and things were said, and we'll see what the next Volume 2 is, but I'm not in charge of anything.
I would love
to do another one myself, but I think we gotta wait our turn.
Yeah. I was talking to Steve and Schaefer, and they were just like, you're not gonna be on another one? And I was just like, okay.
Oh, no.
I was just like,
okay.
Like, but is Colin gonna be on another one? And they're like, no.
No, never. Never again.
And I'm like, what does Volume 4 look like?
Hey, what's Thousand Island
no,
Records
no,
up
no,
to?
I just
want to.
Yeah, fuck you.
What's other local labels maybe we'll do one?
Oh, no. I heard from a little bird that someone that's appearing on the next volume might have a fondness for Velcro shoes. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Interesting. Is that you?
No, I wear boots.
Crochet.
Hey, Velcro. You could be on one too. This is the greatest thing
Velcro
about
shoes.
It. The options are there, and there's a lot of very, very talented people, more talented than us, that could do these things.
Absolutely.
And Schaefer can produce them.
There's like three of them.
Yeah, maybe four.
Maybe. No, with a combined.
I'm really
effort.
Glad we got it done because then we have it. And I love that this album is out. It took a long time.
I want to get it in my graceful hands.
Fuck you.
You guys are gonna have to
this
let
guy,
me know when
this
the album comes out.
This guy has talent oozing out. How many people that do you know being like, I'm not gonna play guitar anymore because I'm too uber talented. And it works, and it's better, and then poaches a guitar player of ours.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Not gonna lie.
That is true. We did poach Pearson.
This is fucking Butte.
I'm wearing
the shirt. This is
He is also the only person I know that writes show reviews only in rhyme. And it's probably my favorite thing that's on the internet. It's one
that's
of the
true.
Reasons why I still have Facebook.
Thank you for that.
I think you said rim wrong.
You've commented on a few of those, and I appreciate that. And I do really enjoy writing in that very excited feeling after a show, usually in my brother's car on the way home after I've had my weed gummy. I start writing into my phone, and then the next day I put it in my computer, and I drink a bottle of wine, and I form it in, and there is a lot of rhyming.
There is. It's not all completely in rhyme, but it all eventually devolves into rhyme.
I just really enjoy that.
It is poetry.
I like going back, like, a couple years later and reading. I used to have a blog on the band website when we had one, and I have those somewhere, but it's fun to go back, and I almost get... It's like listening to an old song. I get a vibe from it when I'm reading it, probably because it rhymes, and that's just how it comes out. So thank you for that.
I enjoy it. Please don't stop. There is something about it, and I think that's part of the beauty of songs too, is that just writing in general lets you kind of reflect back, because, you know, memories fail, right? Memories are fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Days and just time passes fast, but songs are forever. Writing is forever, and that stuff's important, man. I like being able to reflect back on it.
Yeah.
It's good. Please continue. You guys have been listening to Rad Radio. I've been joined here by Colin and Danny. They got the album Kind Acoustic Volume 1. You can get it now on Kind of Cool Records. You can go out to the Waldorf tomorrow night and see The Core, You Big Idiot, Jesse Laborde. What's the last guy?
Seth Anderson.
Thank you very much.
And his band.
And that's pretty much it. We're out of here, folks. Here, I'll leave you with one last parting word from the late, the great Todd Sirius. We'll see y'all next week. I put it on somewhere.
I got it.
I got it.
Come on.
We'll see you guys later.
Why don't you lose that shirt?